very interesting because the first thing that people always talk about when you talk about the performance of the new government is the issue of the free SHS and then planting for food and jobs. I mean, these two issues come up very high on the assessment of the government. But then also people are also quick to point out that, I mean, almost everything that this government wants to do demands a very huge financial outlay. And they see those, I mean, projects like the One District, One Factory as very revolutionary projects that require time. So I think that, I mean, government is attracting a lot of goodwill. You know, people want to give them time, want to give the government time to actually deliver on its promises. And so that's the sense I get in talking to people around Chinyani, you know, is that they're looking forward to the government successfully, you know, implementing some of these programs because obviously they see the benefits that they are also going to accrue. But then also others are also a bit impatient, you know, and they especially when it comes to the creation of jobs, you know, people are patient, a bit impatient, you know, hoping that the government will deliver on its promises to bring some alleviation to their hardship. So it's really interesting, but the overriding, you know, sense that you get when you talk to people in Chinyani is the fact that they are willing to give the president time, the government time, to deliver on its promises.
John Sam Arthur.